These podcasts have been created to help you discover a whole new world of stories by amazing authors and illustrators. Visit your local bookshop or library to get the whole story. The World of Stories podcast, sponsored by National Book Tokens. Hello there, my name is Stephen Butler and I am your guide on this big celebration of books, the World of Stories online podcast. Now today we have a very relevant book for you to hear about. It's called Noughts and Crosses and it's by Mallory Blackman. In Noughts and Crosses, Seffi and Callum have been best friends since childhood, but they live in a segregated society and now they are older, the harsh realities of this begin to tell. Callum is a nought, a second-class citizen in a world dominated by the crosses, and Seffi is a cross, and the daughter of one of the most powerful men in the country. In this extract read by Paul Checker, their parents discuss the problems this brings.
"Honestly, Mrs. Hadley," said Maggie McGregor, wiping her eyes, "that sense of humour of yours will be the death of me yet." Jasmine Hadley allowed herself a rare giggle. "The things I tell you, Meggie, it's lucky we're such good friends." Meggie's smile wavered only slightly. She looked out across the vast lawn at Callum and Seffi, her son and her employer's daughter. They were good friends playing together. Real good friends. No barriers, no boundaries. Not yet, anyway. It was a typical early summer's day, light and bright. And, in the Hadley household anyway, not a cloud in their sky. "Excuse me, Mrs. Hadley." Sarah Pike, Mrs. Hadley's secretary, approached from the house. She had shoulder-length straw-coloured hair and timid green eyes which appeared permanently startled. "I'm sorry to disturb you, but your husband has just arrived. He's in the study." "Kamal is here?" Mrs. Hadley was astounded. "Thank you, Sarah." She turned to Meggie. "His fourth visit home in as many months. We're honoured." Meggie smiled sympathetically, making sure to keep her mouth well and truly shut. No way was she going to get in the middle of another inevitable squabble between Kamal Hadley and his wife. Mrs. Hadley stood up and made her way into the house. "So, Sarah, how is Mr. Hadley?" Meggie lowered her voice to ask. "Is he in a good mood, do you think?" Sarah shook her head. "He looks about ready to blow a fuse." "Why?" "No idea." Meggie digested this news in silence. "I'd better get back to work," Sarah sighed. "Would you like something to drink?" Meggie pointed to the jug of ginger beer on the patio table. "No, thanks. I don't want to get into trouble." With obvious trepidation, Sarah went back into the house. What was she afraid of? Meggie sighed. No matter how hard she tried, Sarah insisted on keeping her distance. Meggie turned back to watch the children. Life was so simple for them. Their biggest worry was what they'd get for their birthdays. Their biggest grumble was the time they had to go to bed. Maybe things would be different for them. Better. Meggie forced herself to believe that things would be better for the children. Otherwise, what was the point of it all? On those rare occasions when she had a moment to herself, she couldn't help but play what-if games. Not the big what-ifs that her husband sometimes liked to indulge in, like, what if a virus wiped out every single cross and not a single nought? Or, what if there was a revolution and all the crosses were overthrown, killed, wiped off the face of the planet? No. Meggie McGregor didn't believe in wasting her time on big global fantasies. Her dreams were more specific, more unattainable than that. Her dreams were all around one subject. What if Callum and Seffi? What if Seffi and Callum? Meggie felt a peculiar burning sensation on the back of her neck. She turned to find Mr. Hadley standing on the patio, watching her with the strangest expression on his face. "Is everything all right, Mr. Hadley?" "No, but I'll survive." Mr. Hadley moved forward to the patio table to stand over Meggie. "You were deep in thought there. Penny for them?" Flustered by his presence, Meggie began. "I was just thinking about my son and your daughter." Wouldn't it be nice if... Appalled, she bit back the rest of the sentence, but it was too late. What would be nice, Mr. Hadley prompted silkily. If they could always stay as they are now. At Mr. Hadley's raised eyebrows, Meggie rushed on. At this age, I mean. They're so wonderful at this age. Children, I mean. So, yes, indeed.
There we have it, Noughts and Crosses by Mallory Blackman. It's a very thought-provoking story with danger and romance and intrigue, and I highly recommend you go to your local bookstore or library and have a read of it. But if it turns out that you're not in the mood for a bit of Noughts and Crosses, it does not matter. Why don't you head over to www.worldbookday.com, where you can hear all of the other podcasts that recommend billions of other books, and I know that one of them will be absolutely perfect for you. So I hope you have a lot of fun exploring those stories.
J-I-B-B-A, J-A-B-B-A.